Tantor Audio presents A Fatal Waltz by Tasha Alexander, narrated by Charlotte Ann Dorr.
Anybody can be good in the country. There are no temptations there.
Oscar Wilde, The Picture of Dorian Gray. Chapter 1. I had not noticed it when she first arrived, the way she leaned too far towards him as he kissed her hand, the hint of surprised recognition in his eyes. But having spent an afternoon in the same room as them, watching the effortless manner in which they fell into familiar conversation, two striking individuals against an equally spectacular backdrop, I could not deny that they were more than casual acquaintances. Never had I suspected my fiancé was so close to another woman. I was accustomed to, and often amused by, the parade of young ladies who flirted with Colin Hargreaves at every opportunity. The fact that he looked something like a Greek statue of ideal man by Praxiteles, of course, made him irresistible to debutantes. His enormous fortune, family lineage that could be traced to the time of William the Conqueror, and well-tended estate ensured that he was equally attractive to their parents. But until today, I'd never seen him react to a woman the way he did to the Countess von Lange.
And you know, Schatz, the Baroness Mainz thought that Tintoretto had done the doors of the Duomo in Florence, can you imagine?
She asked. Schatz? I was shocked to hear her use a term of endearment in such an intimate tone of voice.